Prime Minister Modi has arrived in Washington for a three-day visit to participate in the first in-person Quad Summit. He's going to also be addressing the United Nations General Assembly. Prime Minister Modi is going to be having one-on-one meetings with global CEOs as well as the Australian Prime Minister today. And Indian Americans welcome Prime Minister Modi as he arrives in Washington. Prime Minister stepped out of his motorcade to interact with Indians waiting at the airport. 3,000 kgs of heroin seized in Gujarat's Mundra port. The trail leads to NCR. 37 kgs of heroin and cocaine have been seized from Delhi and Noida. 50,000 rupees to be paid as compensation for each coronavirus death in the country. The centre tells the Supreme Court that states are liable to pay, and that too within 30 days. The US FDA approves boosters for Americans older than 65 and other high-risk groups with underlying health conditions, all those with frontline jobs. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who flew to the United States at President Joe Biden's invitation to participate in the first in-person Quad Summit, has arrived in Washington. The Prime Minister has a packed schedule, as he's also, apart from bilateral meetings, he's also going to be addressing the United Nations General Assembly. Prime Minister Modi received a warm welcome from the members of the Indian community at the Joint Air Base Andrews in Washington, D.C. He stepped out of his motorcade to interact with Indians who were waiting at the airport. Prime Minister, remember, is there for a three-day visit. He's going to be holding several key bilateral meetings. On the agenda today, he's going to be meeting the Australian Prime Minister for a bilateral, Scott Morrison, and he's also going to be holding meetings with global CEOs. Now, this is Prime Minister Modi's first visit abroad beyond the neighbourhood since the outbreak of coronavirus. And like I said, Prime Minister has a packed schedule, individual meetings with global CEOs, a bilateral meeting with the Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison scheduled for today. As far as tomorrow, well, Prime Minister is going to be holding a bilateral with Kamala Harris, the Vice President, and a bilateral with Yoshihide Suga, the Japanese Prime Minister. That's on the schedule for tomorrow. Now, well, remember, there's been a huge controversy as far as the approval of Covishield in the UK is concerned. The vaccine has been approved, but Indians will still need to quarantine. Prime Minister Modi yesterday called for international travel to be made easier through the mutual recognition of vaccine certificates amid this entire row with the UK over double vaccinated Indians still having to quarantine.
The COVID-19 pandemic has been an unprecedented disruption, and it is not yet over. Much of the world is still to be vaccinated. That is why this initiative by President Biden is timely and welcome. We have shared medicines and medical supplies with over 150 countries. Two indigenously developed vaccines have received emergency use authorization in India, including the world's first DNA-based vaccine.
The Uttar Pradesh government has recommended a CBI investigation into the death of Narendra Giri, the head of the top religious body, the Akhil Bharatiya Akhara Parishad. The development comes a day after the state police arrested Anand Giri, Narendra Giri's protege and closest aide, till they fell out in May. Anand Giri, it is alleged, had been harassing the religious leader who allegedly died by suicide. The police said a suicide note was found next to his body and that mentioned Anand Giri. The state police had also formed an 18-member special investigation team to probe the incident. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath had earlier said that several pieces of evidence had been collected and that culprits won't be spared. The opposition, which is the Congress, had strongly criticized the government over the incident and demanded a CBI probe.